Activists in the Portland area have been organizing the local March for Truth, scheduled for Saturday, June 3rd, and coinciding with similar marches across the country.
Sorry, democracy is not perfect. We have a lot we can improve on. Money out of politics, superdelegates, we could all name them. But when we start talking about a country like Russia interfering with our elections, interfering with our democracy, interfering with our policies, that brings it to a whole new level.
That's Lisa Stiller with the group Indivisible, which opposes the Trump agenda and part of the ad hoc committee of activists organizing the march. They started planning long before the alarming twists and turns the story has taken in the past week, with the firing of Comey, allegations that Trump gave classified intelligence to the Russians, and now the hiring of Mueller. Each new event, Stiller says, has gotten more citizens interested in the upcoming march. The hiring of Mueller as special counsel, well met with tacit approval by many in Washington and some in Portland's activist community, hasn't dampened that enthusiasm one bit.
There are still ties to the Justice Department, although from what I've read, it'll be extremely hard for them to get rid of him. There are still those ties, and still under the control of the Trump administration, which is why we were pushing for an independent commission, which is basically outside of the administration. The difference being that the prosecutor will have powers to levy criminal charges, and the independent commission won't, but they will have much more independence, they'll have broader subpoena powers. I think we have a much better shot at getting at the truth. But we're happy with, you know, anything that's happened as a start.
They are also calling for the full release of Trump's tax returns, which could potentially show personal connections to Russia. The march will be held on June 3rd, Saturday, beginning at Terry Schrunk Plaza. Several prominent speakers have been invited, including Oregon's governor, attorney general, and congressional delegation.
We are going to have signs there, but we definitely would like people to make their own signs. I want to emphasize, it's going to be a very peaceful march. This is really big. We're going to have peacekeepers, ACLU observers. We have everything in place to keep this peaceful. That's one of the most important things, you know, we want to get out there, is that this is peaceful. We are raising our voices. We are angry. We want the truth, but we are also peaceful. So come on down on June 11th, 11 a.m. to Terry Schrunk Plaza. We also have some good music planned, and just bring signs and just the spirit of peace and, you know, willingness to get at the truth.
That was Lisa Stiller, part of an ad hoc organizing committee for the June 3rd March for Truth in Portland, demanding a full, independent, and transparent investigation into the Trump campaign's involvement in Russian interference in the 2016 election. For KBOO Evening News, I'm Sam Bowman.